All right, good morning. This podcast is brought to you by HTS. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. HTS specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home, business, and tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. 3, 2, 1, good morning. Wesley, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing swell. How about yourself?
Man, couldn't be any better today on this beautiful Monday morning. So, Wesley Humphreys, you are potentially going to be the Rehoboth Social, well, actually the Social Podcast Network's first... Say it.
Internship.
There you go. And right away, I'm thinking you should bring me some coffee.
Let me go stop at Starbucks real quick. Maybe some Dunkin' Donuts.
Just kidding. No? That is not... We will not abuse you, my friend. You are safe here. This is a safe spot. But yeah, you know, we've been looking for an intern, and due to COVID and everything that's going on, we haven't really been able to make that happen, but we talked to Rob, and he gave us your name, so we brought you in, and we were chatting, and I found out that you're a big sports fan.
I am. I'm a big sports guy.
We kind of got into it. We were getting into it, chatting, you know, man talk, or I shouldn't maybe man and woman talk, but man talk for football, and I'm like, dude, let's do a podcast. I'm always looking for maybe a potential sports podcaster.
That's me. Sports has basically been my whole life since I was little, honestly. My parents brought me up to be a sports guy, honestly, since like Little League and everything.
So and we were talking a little bit before we started, and I think we both agree that we both love football.
Mm-hmm.
Is probably football your favorite out of all the sports?
I would say football is my favorite sport, hands down. Yeah. I just get into it a lot more, and I get like off-season stuff and all that, behind the scenes, all that.
Well, this has been a fun year because I'm a big football fan. I'm a Cowboys fan.
I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan.
And you asked me just a second ago, how long have I been a Cowboys fan? And people go, oh my God, the Cowboys. But you know, I grew up in New Mexico.
Okay.
I was a kid. You know, I was a little kid in Albuquerque. We didn't have, you know, it wasn't the Albuquerque tumbleweeds or anything. It was, you know, you got what you could get, and back then it was America's team. And Jerry Jones will say it, you know, this team is for everybody that doesn't have a team. And in 1976, I think, whenever it was, I was open to that. So that's how I became. And I think my mom liked, you know, she liked Roger Staubach. You know?
Oh, Roger.
Yeah.
That
so,
man.
Yeah. So with the crooked pinky. And she used to love him. So, you know, you do what your mom likes. But over the years, they've just kind of stuck. But living on the East Coast and being a fan of a team like the Cowboys, you know, it leaves opportunities to look other places. So this has been a fun year for me, though, I think, for football. Even last year I thought was fun, but this year has been kind of cool. We were talking about the Eagles game yesterday. What did you think of the game?
So Eagles game, it was not bad in my opinion. Like, in the beginning, it was defenses going back and forth. I think there was, like, a fumble or two in the beginning.
Yeah.
But I've been a fan of Jalen Hurts this whole time.
Yeah.
He's good. He's one of those another running quarterbacks that might get caught up like Lamar Jackson might be. But yeah. Same with Kyler Murray. He hasn't looked the same since that right shoulder sprain, but just a new quarterback's coming into the league.
Are you talking about Kyler?
Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts, how they both have the mobile, how they can run and scramble a little bit and create more plays throughout the whole thing.
Well, it's funny. You watch, whether it's the Ravens, you watch Kansas City, you watch mm-hmm. even Jalen and the Eagles, you watch even the Cleveland game last night.
Mm-hmm. I did.
You know, that always they have that option, and they love running to the right.
Yeah, it's always to the right.
It's always to the right. Yeah, I'm like, dude, I mean, have you guys been watching each other play? Because it's... And then you see him, they'll do that left one, but it's definitely to cross over that throw is a little more challenging.
Unless you have Tua Tagovailoa for the Miami Dolphins, who's left-handed.
Well, yeah, and he does it all but opposite. He goes always to the left and rarely to the right.
Yeah.
What do you think of him?
Tua.
Did he play yesterday?
He did play yesterday, but he didn't do as well as everyone's thinking. Everyone, I think, is thinking Tua is going to be this like star right away because he came from University of Alabama. Everyone's like, Alabama, yeah, everyone's going to go off. Not everyone is the greatest at Alabama, but Tua, he has a solid defense behind him, so he doesn't have to put up those great of numbers. He doesn't have to put 350 yards, 5 touchdowns to win. He only has to put maybe up like 220, 230,
right,
and a touchdown here or there. He doesn't have to go out there and have amazing plays like Patrick Mahomes does every Sunday.
Well, and he came in and they replaced a pretty good – I really like Fitzpatrick.
I agree. Same thing. I was shocked when they benched him. Yeah,
I
was shocked.
I love that guy. And you know, he is – when times get tough, Fitzpatrick shows up. And mm-hmm. He's done it before. Was it? I guess it was last year for – who was playing for Miami before Fitzpatrick? Was it Tannehill?
Ryan Tannehill. He was the quarterback. And then I believe he was traded. It was either traded or off-season signing to Tennessee.
He was traded to the Titans.
He was traded to the Titans. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Well, okay. And – Tannehill was really not very great.
He was injury prone. He had a torn ACL, and then I think they traded him to Tennessee. And he started as a backup over Mariota. Mariota had a bum season in the beginning, and they pulled Mariota and Tannehill, and Derrick Henry carried the Titans to the playoffs.
Well, and isn't it funny, because you watch something like a Mariota, you watch something like a Tannehill. I remember that was I forget what year it was, but Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. Focused on Miami one year.
That was, I think, after their pathetic year.
Yeah, and it was Tannehill and Mariota that were in the quarterback room. Mm-hmm. I forget who was the starter at the time. You remember? I think Tannehill. I think they were battling, right? I think it was Mariota.
That was in Tennessee. That was, yeah, Marcus Mariota and Ryan Tannehill. That's when they were battling.
Yeah, they were battling. I think Tannehill got the job, but he really didn't turn out to do much for Miami. Mm-hmm. He got booted.
He went to Tennessee.
And I was like, that dude sucks. And last year, though, he just kind of appeared. Probably, he didn't start the season. I think they put him in about quarter of the way.
I think they were 2-4, if I remember correctly, yeah, when they put Ryan Tannehill in.
And man, he came alive.
When you have a beast of a running back,
No, but listen, Tannehill has a freaking arm on him. He throws like a laser.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoo, that's a who was this guy back in the Hard Knocks days, right? So I've become a big fan of his. I love, you know, Derrick Henry, the stiff arm. We were laughing about that.
Put him in the dirt.
Yeah, who did he put in the dirt yesterday?
So yesterday it was some corner in a Detroit Lions. I did not get the name of it, but I know Josh Norman. That man was put in the dirt pretty well.
Yeah, Josh Norman, and he is a he got a lot of jab in his jaw, right? Josh Norman. Well, didn't he get into it with Dez Bryant? Now, who did he get into it?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham. And, oh, my God. Remember they were throwing?
Carolina. I was, true story, I was in, was it Jamaica? I don't know. It was like somewhere outer seas. Like, I was out of the state when it was happening. I was actually watching it on the beach, and I was laughing the whole time when everything was happening.
That meltdown?
The meltdown. Odell charging him, trying to, like, potentially injure the guy. Yeah, spear him. He like charged with his helmet, like helmet. It was honestly disgusting to watch.
It was disgusting
as a fan.
Yeah,
but I was like, this is crazy. Like, I don't even know. Like, I was just shocked what was going on during.
Well,
all that.
And Josh Norman was like, he was the man, right? He was the man. I remember Josh Norman got. I think him and Dez Bryant got into it one year.
Wouldn't surprise me. That man ran his mouth through that whole year that he was like potentially the number one cornerback in the football, which we obviously know he isn't.
Well, and that kind of, you know, but over the years, it's shown he's, you know, he's a little
going down.
Yeah, he's going down. So he's got to start picking up with his with his mouth, I guess. Well, and what was the game yesterday? Was it Kansas City?
Kansas City and played the Saints yesterday, and
they really went after Peterson.
Peterson.
He's the wide out, or the who's the cover guy?
There's Tyreek Hill. There's Nicole.
No defense.
Defense. Tyrann Mathieu. Are you talking about him? He's the safety for the Saints.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, I'm thinking of the Cardinals. Cardinals game.
Oh, Patrick Peterson.
Patrick
He's a cornerback.
Peterson, yeah.
He was targeted a good amount. That man has been locked down all year.
Well, and he picked up four pass interferences yesterday.
He picked up four?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they kept doing it. So there's defensive, and then there's offensive pass interference, and the guy kept doing offensive pass interference.
I saw that,
and
he's
was
like,
having a meltdown.
Yeah, I saw that one play. Jalen Reagor, the wide receiver, he played defense. I think it was he actually had to play defense, so Jalen Hurts didn't throw a pick. And he was like, bro, you called defensive pass interference on me? Why'd you call it that?
He was incensed.
That was
incensed.
Funny.
He was very upset.
He was upset.
Well, it was a lot of fun yesterday, the football games. I had started off with the Ravens.
That was boring.
It was a boring game.
I didn't expect much, to be honest. Jacksonville, yet their only win is against my team, the Colts. But we're not talking about that.
Well, and I think something interesting happened yesterday because Jacksonville, what's Jacksonville's record?
They're a 1-13.
1-13, only to be outdone by who?
The 1-13. 1-13
Jets. Because the Jets won.
Yes, the Jets end up actually beating the Rams, the LA Rams. The playoff Rams? What?
I know. And the bad part is that apparently the Panthers have an easier schedule. So now the Panthers have become eligible for the first round draft pick.
The Carolina Panthers also?
Well, who? No.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Jackson,
I'm sorry, Jacksonville. Yeah. I'm not a sports guy.
You're
doing
good.
The best I can.
You're good.
The Jacksonville Jaguars have the easier schedule, so now they have become the front runner for the first round draft pick.
Numbers I heard, Jacksonville has like a 64% chance to get the first pick, and who's the Jets? Their percentage went from like 80 something down to like 37 to get the first pick.
Right,
it was some ridiculous number like that.
And they all want that guy from Clemson,
Trevor Lawrence. I think he's gonna be like that, but if he went to the Jets, I feel like his. It would not be good for him at all.
Well, and he could absolutely say he doesn't want to go, right?
Yeah, he can. He can, because he's a junior. So he can say, no, I'm staying another year in Clemson. He can just say, yep, now I'm not coming to the
NFL. Well, how does that work? But do you have, if someone drafts you, do you have to go with them?
So there was a thing, same thing, if you remember, I was younger at the time.
Well, Eli.
Eli, that's what Eli was Manning. Eli Manning. He was drafted by the San Diego Chargers.
And refused.
And he didn't, he refused. He said, if the Chargers draft me, I'm not going. But they drafted him anyway, and I believe they traded Drew Brees. Drew Brees went there, and Eli went to the Giants.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was the trade. So, yes, technically they can refuse to play. Was it smartest, greatest idea? I guess not, but, I mean, Eli got two rings out of it, so.
Yeah. Well, and then Drew Brees ended up going to the Saints. He didn't stay.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees is still a baller, too. One of the greatest quarterbacks
of all
time.
Who won the game last night?
The Kansas City Chiefs end up being, well, Patrick Mahomes is a different breed. That man is just ridiculous. I've never seen a quarterback like that. Maybe a couple of years, I'm going to say that man is the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm saying that.
No, I would definitely agree. What about Thomas? There was, cause I know he was injured and he's always been like Breeze's go-to.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he was injured. He's starting
Michael
to
Thomas.
Michael Thomas. Okay. He's starting to come back. He's starting to kind of get his game back. But
so
what happened with him yesterday?
So yesterday, Michael Thomas. It was announced before the game. He got put back on the IR just because. I mean, the Saints are gonna make that playoff run. I'm pretty sure they've already clinched a playoff berth. I don't know if they've clinched their division because that loss yesterday. But they put him back on the IR due to his like calf/toe injury or something like that. They just want him healthy for the postseason, apparently. They said, screw y'all in fantasy.
Yeah.
So they basically said, oh, well, we're putting him back on the IR. So technically IR means he has to be out for at least three games. So last week concludes. So he's got two more weeks for the IR, and they can come back.
Well, he played. So this was his first week.
Yeah, technically his first
week. Okay, because he played last week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was like, why is, when they played – when they played last week, Drew Brees wasn't playing. It was at number seven.
Taysom Hill. He was a backup quarterback.
Yeah, Taysom Hill, and he did okay.
Yeah,
They lost.
I mean, yeah, he didn't look the greatest, but like he brings that dynamic also, like Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson. He can run the ball too. He put a linebacker he ran a linebacker over for a touchdown yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
I didn't see it.
Okay, yeah, it was right on the goal line, so like, dude, linebacker didn't stand a chance anyway. He was scoring, but he ran him over type thing. So,
who
like,
was this?
Taysom Hill.
So he was playing, because actually at some point I turned off I moved on to the next game, and I missed that.
It's kind of hard to describe Taysom Hill because they consider him a tight end, but this man literally plays everywhere. He plays special teams.
Yeah.
He ran it in for a touchdown when he was quarterback yesterday.
Yeah.
He caught a couple passes yesterday, so they literally use him all over the field.
Well, and they actually—I mean, he's like—is it like an option play that they call that where he's
RPO? It's like a read option play, so he has an option to hand it off to a running back, or he has an option to run the ball, which he ran in for a touchdown yesterday. Right.
Well,
yeah,
that's cool.
But I don't know how you would describe what position Taysom Hill plays. They consider him in fantasy football a tight end, but he's also the backup quarterback for the Saints.
Right, I would always consider him a quarterback.
That's why I consider him, yeah. It's just kind of hard to describe, but like he was targeted four times yesterday at wide receiver.
Well, and it's been a funny year. Like, what was it? Yesterday, so the Eagles were punting, and their kicker got flattened. I think he got a concussion. The holder got a concussion. Who's their holder?
It's no way it's Carson Wentz. It's probably their punter, honestly. Usually most punters are holders, but I don't even know names.
I thought Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz is their tight end is their holder?
I think so. So yesterday their whole little punt crew got flattened. You know, when they smashed them and then they picked up the ball and they did not see that. They almost had it. I think it went out of bounds, so they didn't get it back, but I think they brought it out to the 25. But so once that happened, their punter was flattened, they had no kicker. So they tried to, I think it influenced how they played the rest of that game yesterday. Okay. So they didn't do any kicks or any punts. And I think they ended up just like a Hail Mary into the end zone and ended up losing. But we've seen Denver, their quarterback, he got put on COVID.
Oh, yeah, a couple weeks ago. So yeah. Drew Lock. I don't even know the backup quarterbacks because none of them really are good anyway. So one of them,
I don't think they had one.
Yeah, they didn't. That one week, they didn't have one. They had a wide receiver from the practice squad play. Drew Lock, the two backup quarterbacks, they were in a room together. One of them got tested positive for COVID, and none of them were wearing masks. So technically, the NFL is not allowing them to play because they were close without a mask, and the guy got tested positive. So none of them could play.
Nope.
So they had a wide receiver from the practice squad play for them.
That was brutal.
It was. I mean, I didn't expect them to win. I think no one in the world, but everyone had mad respect for the guy that played. I think he only completed one pass, if I remember correctly, and it was to the tight end Noah Fant, but it was just funny. I mean, it was a blowout. I wasn't expecting them to win, I'm going to be honest. So.
Well, I guess my point was it's just been an interesting year for football.
It's 2020, man. Anything's possible.
It's 2020, and it's, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like. So my sports professional, Carlos.
Oh, man.
We were going to have a meeting with you, and he was, of course, Mr. Late. And
Mr. Late,
but he's here, so we'll bring him in once he gets into the room, and we'll chat sports. And because he's a sports guy, he's an Eagles fan.
Oh, great! So I can talk trash to him, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, great! Bet. Is he a Carson Wentz lover or a hater? Please tell me he's a lover.
I think he's a lover of the team. So whatever's important for the team, I think he would be the first to say. They needed to try something.
Okay.
Do you feel bad for Carson?
Not really.
Me neither.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I had a
He got money.
Yeah, he's like top 10 paid quarterback in the NFL, and he just...
Here he is.
Oh, great.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
How you going, Carlos? Nice to meet you, too.
So we got a sports fanatic.
Fanatic.
Yeah? What kind of sports fanatic?
So, I'm talking about you.
talking about you.
Here, put your headphones on. The microphone, bro.
So much for an interview, huh?
Hey, this counts.
We had an interview.
He can only operate when there's a microphone in his face.
That works. That's fine.
Other than that, he's got to be running, and then he can talk.
Well, in my defense, we already had an interview.
Yeah, we had like quick little interview. Yeah.
If he would like to be our intern, I said that we will take him.
He told me that you're an Eagles fan. Is this true?
Unfortunately, I am.
You're
unfortunately, I am.
Oh, look at
man.
You.
Fortunately and unfortunately.
All tail feathers between your legs. That's terrible.
Hey, they played well yesterday, given the circumstance, against a very, very good
Do you Arizona know why team. They played well? Because Jalen Hurts was just starting at quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. You kind of resemble Carson Wentz when I look at you.
Oh, now that's getting tasty.
Stick your ass on the bench.
Be nice.
I love it.
Well, that was a fun. That actually was a fun game, and we were texting a little bit, but you went silent. So I figured
you went silent.
You must have been into the game.
I did watch most of it. Actually,
it was and I was telling.
I was impressed, and you know, I watched Philly sports game or post game live on CSN, and of course, like you know, they're all raging about Jalen Hurts, and they're like, oh my god, it's over for Carson Wentz. Like, you know, he had two games. Everybody chill.
Yeah, do you know why? Can he come back?
No, I'm saying no.
I'm saying
straight
no.
up no. Do you know why? Because he played the Saints. Saints defense is like at least top five, top 10 defense in the NFL. Didn't you guys won that game, correct? Yeah. I don't remember the score, but
it was close.
It was close. And the Cardinals, they don't have a bad defense either. They just shut down the Giants. I mean, Giants, we're not talking. Who can? I don't think Daniel Jones was trash at that game, but yeah.
Who did Giants win last night?
No,
did
they lost to the Browns 20-3.
20-3 because
Colt
Daniel
McCoy.
Colt
McCoy was playing for the New York Giants. Yeah, I mean Saquon's out for the year too. So I mean, what do they have?
No, I'm completely impressed, but. You know, you get into this honeymoon with a quarterback that's super athletic. He's built like a machine. He's had two games in. Does that have any echo to any sound familiar
to other quarterbacks?
Lamar Jackson.
To like a Carson Wentz 4 years ago or 3 years ago when he had two games and he's a machine and he was lighting it up. Like, it's the same kind of where defenses
well,
and
you're
coaches.
You're probably the only one who got excited about that because I think you and I, we both knew he stunk.
He stunk.
What?
Carson,
when he was ahead in the MVP race right before he got injured, he stunk.
Are you talking about the MVP year when you all actually won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when he tore his ACL and hasn't been good since?
I mean,
Flacco.
Flacco. No, who was the guy that stepped in?
Nick Foles.
Foles.
Am I allowed to say his nickname?
Sure.
Big Dick Nick.
Oh. I didn't know that. I'm not sure.
You haven't heard that nickname?
No, I haven't.
What? No. Oh man, I've always heard that.
I've never heard that.
No, I'm you know, the Eagles signed him to an extension, a max extension, you know, and the first 2 years of Carson Wentz's career, he lit it up. He was an MVP candidate before 100%. He got injured.
I'll agree for that.
No, well, it's a fact. Mm-hmm. And now what the thing is, when you have a couple of years under your belt, coaches can plan for you. They can coach to you. They can plan for you. They know your nuances. Jalen Hurts has none of that background.
Agreed.
Okay. So let's. If you want to get deep and analytical about it, he's got two games
under
his belt. You know, and
this is a sports podcast.
And that's it. He's got two games. He's a specimen physically. He's athletic. The guys around him are rallying around him.
They're actually staying healthy too.
And they're staying healthy. The team still sucks, but the end of the day, you measure the quarterback and you're 3-4. You know, you give a rookie 2 years to get under his belt, figure it all out, let coaches plan and scheme against him, mm-hmm. and then you'll start to see true colors. Mm-hmm. But Carson Wentz had stellar first 2 years. He you know, unfortunately got injured at the Rams game and they went to the Super Bowl. Nick Foles had to win three games in a row or four games in a row, but. Let's not like do cartwheels down the street just yet. You
well,
know what I mean?
First of all, we don't like the Eagles.
Yeah, we're
okay,
not.
Well, they're okay.
We're
well,
just
there
having
you
a conversation
well,
with
you.
We aren't there cartwheeling ever for your Eagles. But
who are you a big fan of?
Okay, you're probably never gonna be able to guess the team. I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan.
Are you from Indianapolis?
No, I'm not. I was born and raised here. There is no team in Delaware.
In Sussex County.
Sussex County, oh, okay. Delaware, man.
Gotcha. So, but. Back to the Eagles thing. I mean, I am not an Eagles fan. I'm a Cowboys fan, almost kind of living the same kind of world, you know, with this Dak Prescott. Oh, Dak Prescott, he's so great. They're an 8-8 team. I mean, they've never really done anything with Dak Prescott. He's managed it okay to look okay, but never.
He's a serviceable quarterback.
He's a serviceable quarterback.
And the thing is, again, Dak, just like Carson, you know, been around the league a little bit. You can scheme to him. You know his nuances. And then at that next level, you know, you're talking about the Tom Brady's and the
Patrick Mahomes.
At the next level, can those type of quarterbacks adjust?
I still don't understand how Tom Brady. I mean, he won yesterday.
He had a solid game. He had like 350 yards, two or three touchdowns. He didn't turn over the ball. I mean, they were playing the Falcons, so it was bound to happen that they were going to come back. So it's going to happen.
Well, I'm a little.
Let me check my fantasy and see what's going on.
Oh, fantasy! Are you in the Super Bowl at all?
No, I'm third place.
Oh man,
my team sucked. I got third place.
I'm about to head to the Super Bowl with my squad.
Oh, nice.
I got two semifinals. My big money league. I just lost last night. I benched Jalen Hurts. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, yeah. He had a.
I started Ben Roethlisberger tonight instead of him not knowing that.
That's not a bad. That's not.
I'm down like 30 points. the guy also has the Pittsburgh's defense tonight, so that's not going to help.
What do you think about?
I pulled 216 in my last game.
So we're talking a little bit about new quarterbacks. What do you think about the new quarterback for the Chargers, Humphreys?
Hubert. Not. Why is he Hubert? Jalen. I can't think of his name.
Carson Humphreys.
Carson Humphreys.
I think his last name's Humphreys, right?
Justin Herbert.
Herbert. Okay.
Herbert. Yes, I couldn't think of his name.
Well, I've heard a lot of there's a lot of talk about this guy. He's
same,
like
same thing you're saying though. Like no one really had anything on him. I agree with that.
I think post game they're just kind of like
it's the Chargers. I mean,
it's the Chargers.
I mean, there's some reason, like their record.
Beach beats football. Oh, wait, they're not in San Diego anymore. Never mind.
Los Angeles. Okay.
But there's still the beach there.
Anytime someone new starts, they're going to start, you know, watching film on them, start understanding. 100%. It happens to everybody, but this guy apparently has a great arm.
He does.
I mean, like a great arm, and you know, he's doing some good things. So I just wanted your opinion.
In my opinion, He has a it's between him and Justin Jefferson for rookie of the year, but no one else is in contention.
Who? Justin Jefferson?
Justin Jefferson.
Who does he play for?
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, I know.
He just broke Randy Moss's record for most receiving yards for any Viking his rookie year. No.
Oh, he's a receiver.
Yes, wide receiver.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was comparing.
You've heard him too, right?
Where does a wide receiver sit?
Wide. Out wide.
Okay.
Next question. I'm glad you came all the way here to ask me that.
Out wide.
But
or just slot on the slot.
Herbert, I feel like I don't know.
Safe spot.
The Chargers their record is not showing how he's playing though. Herbert has been balling all year. Mm-hmm. He broke the record for rookie touchdowns in a single year. I don't know how many interceptions he's thrown. I don't think he's thrown a lot.
AFC is a foreign land to me. I'm a typical Philadelphia fan. If it's not in the NFC.
No, I'm all over. So
yeah, I'm not a big AFC guy. Don't know much about it.
Okay, well, just saying Phillip Rivers is somehow carrying the Colts to a playoff.
That I knew. That I knew. I knew Phillip Rivers was like coming out of the cemetery, and all of a sudden.
It's because that offensive line is not letting him get hit every
that's great.
Play, you know?
No, I did watch those highlights, and I was just like, damn, isn't he like 50 years old like Tom Brady?
He's 40.
Jeez.
It's because that defense, man. When you have a top five defense in the NFL. Yeah.
I mean, same thing with Brady. You need to have a great offensive line and a great defense and give him some time to think, and he'll pick you apart. Phillip Rivers is a smart quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think he had some bad luck. He reminds me of like Charles Barkley growing up in the Michael Jordan era.
100%.
Like Phillip Rivers growing up in the Tom Brady era.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that like
and Peyton Manning. That
he
doesn't
can't,
help either.
He can't exactly. Can't, and he can't get over that hump because he happens to be the GOAT in the room. You know what I mean? And it's the same thing with a lot of those superstars in the 90s, and they're all like, you know, unfortunately, you had number 23 in a Bulls jersey, and you guys were amazing athletes, but
you're not no Michael
Jordan. You're not no Tom Brady. You know what I mean? You know,
well, was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ever known for a great offense?
What
or
team
defense?
Is the Tampa Bay? I don't know.
Who's Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think you're familiar with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Tampa Bay.
Well, they won a Super Bowl with Gruden, and this is probably before his time.
2000.
He was probably in eighth grade back then.
I was 1 year old.
1 year old?
I was 1 year old.
Well, and it's funny, you mentioned Jalen, like nobody on the Eagles is getting hurt now because.
Defense-wise.
Yeah.
So Doug Peterson has like a 14-3 record in the last second half of a season.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he's in his Super Bowl run, they were at a very similar record. Now a lot of things have to happen for the Eagles to even make the NFC champion or playoffs, but the Giants have to lose out. Cowboys have to lose out. They've got to win out.
The football team has to lose out.
Yeah. Basically, the whole division has to lose out except for the Eagles.
Well, my question was to both of you is you take an Eagles, they make a quarterback change, and all of a sudden you see a real change in the offense or the defense. You know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, were they ever known for offense or defense? But now they're known to have a great offense and defense this year. So do you think a quarterback can really change? I mean, how was their offense and defense last year before Tom Brady came over?
I know Jameis Winston, he had a 30-30 year.
Right.
He had 30 interceptions and 30 touchdowns. Right. I mean, their offense wasn't bad last year. It's just the turnovers Jameis Winston made. I don't think their defense was that good.
Right. And what ends up happening with a quarterback that struggles like Jameis Winston or Carson Wentz is the team. You end up dragging the team with you a little bit.
100%.
Mentally,
right.
Even though they're supposed to be paid millionaire professionals, they should, you know, short-term memory. You know, you hear all things in the locker room, short-term memory, go on to the next game, next Sunday. You never know what's going to happen. But with Carson and maybe James a little bit, there was this error in all the media were talking about that, you know, the team are starting to lose faith or lose trust. He's pushing too hard. He's trying too hard. He's trying to be playing hero ball. So you bench the guy, and then you get this rookie – you know, drafted 55th or 52nd in the draft, and no one knows who he is. He's built like a tank. He's super athletic. He reminds me of the Dallas quarterback.
Dak Prescott.
A little bit, just from an athletic perspective. And
are you talking about Carson?
No, I'm talking about
Jalen Hurts.
Okay, yeah.
And then they start to rally around him a little bit. They get that win, you know, similar to Nick Foles.
Wouldn't compare Jalen Hurts and Nick
Foles.
No,
from an atmosphere perspective. Okay. All right, so you're starting. He wins a game, right? God-centered guy, super positive.
God-centered,
you know,
guy.
Like just really
thank
just
you, God.
Just no, but if you think about the psychology of the team, they're like, oh my God, we're actually doing something here,
right?
And we picked it up, and next thing you know, he's Rocky Balboa, and he's taking these guys down Broad Street. The problem is, you know, it's two games, you know, so it's a cool thing. I think what's going to end up happening in training camp next August is they're going to compete. I think Carson is going to compete against Jalen for the starting.
He's not going to be on the Eagles next year.
No, they just signed him to an extension. There's no
way. Is he tradable?
No, he's locked. He's signed to a max extension in the offseason. So he's there. He's going to compete for a starting job.
He's already said that if he's not the starter,
I believe it. No, I know he is probably freaking out. I bet you his agent has called him and been like, what do you want
me
to
I
do?
Well, they showed him sitting on the bench going, 17-0. I can't believe this. You know, like last week.
Better luck next time, yeah, Jalen. Like,
why does it have to be 17-0? Yeah. Like, I mean, make me look that bad.
So, well, I think to your point, I agree with you from a Carson perspective, mm-hmm. but from an organizational perspective, it'll behoove the Eagles to let these two guys compete for the job.
All Eagles fans will say this. As soon as one person wins them two games, I'll get Carson Wentz out of there.
Exactly. I bleed.
That's Philadelphia. Eagles fans.
Yep, that's
well,
Eagles fans.
I'm not like that.
Okay.
As you guys can tell, yeah. I've already said that. I'm a realist.
No, you're heartless. You are.
And I think competition breeds excellence. That's mm-hmm. That's my thing. I think you have to compete. In order to be successful, you have to compete. And I think putting these guys up against each other in training camp is going to just make them both better, both tradable. Hopefully they can stay healthy. And I think Jalen Hurts has a great shot. I mean,
there's also a chance that Jalen could get hurt.
100%.
I mean, his back last night was green.
No, he
that man was getting lit.
He was getting tagged. He was getting tagged up.
He spent a lot of time.
That's another thing I've been saying, Carson Wentz. How can you blame Carson Wentz when he's on his back 80% of the time? Yep. I was saying that. Mm-hmm. Even though how much I cannot stand Carson Wentz and thought he was overrated, overpaid, the whole nine yards. I'm like, you can't blame him. First game against Washington this year, he got sacked 8 times.
One of the worst offensive lines in the league.
I mean, you guys keep bringing
back.
Well,
so what, Jalen's legs keep him out of that same.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. Like, stats-wise, he might not get sacked as much, but he's still running all over the field.
Yeah.
That jersey was green, like you said.
It's that, and plus he holds on to the ball longer than any other quarterback.
Carson Wentz, yes, he does.
And his hero is Brett Favre. So being from North Dakota or South Dakota, one of the Dakotas.
North Dakota State.
Yeah, so being from one of the North Dakota, he grew up watching Brett Favre, who's a gunslinger, who early on in his career held on to the ball, spent a lot of time on his back, but ended up pulling through after the 3-4 years of that rookie hangover. You know, he figured it out, and they surrounded him with the right tool set, and he started lighting it up, and he won a couple of Super Bowls from it. So Carson has a gunslinger mentality, right. and it's cost him, unfortunately. So it's, you know, hopefully he'll figure it out. And I think psychologically, to your point, again, he's on the bench. This time he's not hurt. And yeah, he's got another Nick Foles in the shadows, doing fairly well. It lights up the fantasy league yesterday, and I feel bad for him. And I like Carson. Like, is he overrated? That's a good question. I thought his first 2 years, I thought that MVP run.
MVP
was,
run. I thought he was solid.
I thought it was very impressive.
Same.
And he won a lot of those games on his back. You know, 100%. Similar to what Brett Favre used to do. Just put me on your back. I mean, come on my back, and I'll carry you to the promised land.
That year was painful for me.
He did, and then Nick Foles came in and cleaned it up. And credit to Nick Foles, he just stayed within. He stayed within his lane
pocket.
He stayed within his lane. Didn't do any high risk stuff, Philly special, all that crap. And he ended up doing it, but that was because of Carson putting them in that position to get there. And no one would argue that fact. The problem is, he's having a terrible year. you know. And one thing about like the ownership and the organization of the Eagles, they don't have a ton of patience. You know, Jeffrey Lurie wanted to buy the Patriots. And he and who's the owner of the Patriots? What's his name again?
Kraft. Roger Kraft.
Rod, yeah. So they're like they're both from the New England area. He wanted to buy the Patriots. Ended up getting, you know, the B side, the Eagles. You know,
it's not bad.
But now he's turned the Eagles into one of the most valuable franchises in the NFL. But
just because of that fan base, man.
Well, the fan, you know, felt just like any other cold weather city. It's fanatical. Mm-hmm. You know, we're cold weather cities are the most fanatical fan bases.
The diehards will go into the snow.
Yeah, Chicago, Green Bay, Philly, New York, Boston,
fanatic,
Cleveland.
Philly fanatic. I mean, that's even it's obvious.
Whereas in LA, San Diego, Vegas, you know, Miami, you know, Jacksonville, you know, beach beats all
Tampa
sports.
Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Beach beats all sports, right? So it's, I know, it's like I was telling Tom earlier that, you know, I probably made it to maybe the second quarter this year of these games, and before I just turned it off and threw popcorn at the screen, like I just couldn't take it anymore.
So you didn't watch a full game yesterday? Because that was definitely, I would have been.
No, I had some obligations I had to take care of. Okay. I was in and out of the game all day yesterday, but I had some Christmas shopping I had to do with my wife. But
I would say that game was very.
It was awesome.
I was an Eagles fan. I was like, "There's no way I can turn that off."
No,
I mean,
it was
I'm coming
exciting.
Out.
Exciting! I had recorded it. I recorded it, and I watched probably 90% of it, and I was super impressed. Of course, I went right to post game live in Philadelphia, and I watched those guys freak out about it. And one of my favorite analysts, it's the middle linebacker, NFL Hall of Fame middle linebacker for the Eagles in the 80s.
It's past my name.
Anyway, he was just like, everybody calm down. We, you know, Jalen's doing great. You know, he's like, it's over for Carson. Yeah, it's over. You know, like, I'm sure Carson's like,
it's over.
All right, start shopping.
What's going on? It's over for Carson.
Now, let me ask you this. After the season, Eagles don't make the playoffs. Let's say you get a top 10 pick. Will there be any offseason moves in like head coach, defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, GM, especially, in my opinion?
Good question.
Dougie
P?
Yeah. I think he stays.
He probably stays.
I mean, Howie Rosen might be, but Rosen and Jeffrey Lurie.
I think he needs to go.
They're pretty close. They're both Jewish. You know, like, you know, they're pretty, you know, there's like, you know, there's a little bit of history there.
Connection.
But I think I do think that it's hard to say. I think the injuries just didn't do them very well this in the beginning of the season. I think Peters, the left tackle,
he needs to retire. Yep.
He definitely said in the offseason, I'm still an all pro, you know, offensive lineman. I mean, he is amazing, you know, Hall of Famer, I think, but he's just
did Cox get hurt yesterday?
Fletcher Cox, did he? Yeah. I don't think he did. Did he?
He got hurt at one point. I don't know.
Well,
if
he gets hurt every game. He walks out in the tunnel and walks back.
Look how much that man weighs. He's like 350 pounds.
Yeah,
he's an absolute monster.
I think he just turned 30 yesterday.
He's an absolute monster.
I think yesterday was his birthday.
He's good. He's a good defensive tackle. Let me say that. He's been solid just about every year. You have to double team him.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
big.
Fletcher
he's
a Cox big boy. Is so funny. Like I think one of the I was watching like the before the towing costs, and one of the safeties or DBs were like talking smack to the other team, and then Cox just takes his one gigantic tree trunk left arm, grabs him from the back, and just carries him like off the ground, like no, shut your mouth. He just like carries him. The guy's still talking smack while Fletcher Cox is like carrying him off with one arm.
Yeah.
Like he's an absolute animal. And
he's
then when they did like a profile on him and one of the affiliate on Comcast, and he's like the softest spoken guy. Like, you know, he's completely just chill and like he's a monster.
Right.
You know what I mean? But anyway, yeah.
I think the GM needs to go. Or whoever drafts for that guy, you guys need to go.
Well, Howie Roseman is like the director of personnel.
Yeah, he needs to go then. In my opinion.
I'm actually on the fence with Doug Peterson.
Like, really?
I think he's an interesting coach, but I don't know if he's that caliber coach that they need. I don't know. I have a hard time because I think this season with – COVID and everything. I just think it's just been a weird overall NFL.
That's what we were saying.
Just the whole sports in general has been tough.
Like the Jets won a game yesterday. That's right. What we were talking about.
Like, to me, it's just freaking weird.
Well, and we were saying, and I don't know if you knew this, but you know, the Jets were in the running for the first round draft pick because they had the 0-12. Right.
It was 0-13, and then the Jaguars also lost yesterday.
But the Jaguars were 1-12.
They have one win against my Colts.
One win. So. Yeah. The Jets were the front runner. Well, the Jets won, so now they are one in.
They have the second pick right now. They have
They went from the first round draft pick to now the second because
they won
the Panthers
more game.
Have the lower
the Jaguars.
The Jaguars. Sorry,
you're good.
The Jaguars have the easier schedule, so now the Jaguars are now in front running for the first round draft pick.
Jaguars.
Falls got traded from the Jaguars, didn't he?
Yes, he is a backup quarterback in Chicago with Mitchell Trubisky, which they should have never benched Mitchell Trubisky, in my opinion. But we're talking about that. But yeah, I think
I liked him.
Trubisky.
So Falls is starting.
No, Trubisky is back in because Falls started doing bad again.
Well, when he came out, I was like, "This guy's great." I was like, "We're Bears fans."
They're like, they were like and 5-2, like 4-1 and 4-0 or something like that. And they benched Trubisky. I'm like, "How do you do that?"
Right.
I mean, it's the Bears we're talking about here, so who knows?
Well, I'm gonna switch gears a little bit. Would anybody? I mean, it's not football, but did anybody watch Tiger play golf yesterday with
his son? It will embarrass me. Like, I play golf here and there, but like. I'm like, dude, this 11-year-old will outdrive me any day of the week.
Dude, what a great little weekend that was for
That's
him.
That's cool.
I mean, I kept
watching.
It was
like a father-son tournament?
It was the AT&T.
I don't know what tournament it was.
Yeah, it was an Pro-Am AT&T tournament. Something. But it was like, yeah, all the father and sons, like Justin Thomas and his father. I think they ended up winning. They birdied every hole.
I mean, one eagle.
Hey, when your coach is Tiger Woods. I would think any 11-year-old would do pretty well.
But dude, this kid,
that guy hit an eagle.
Yeah, he goes
on a par 4.
And the commentator's like, "Oh well, he'll never get it here. Yeah. You know, we'll let him hit it. We'll let the cute kid hit it up there." Dude, he hit it on the green and went over.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some coaching obviously by Tiger, but he walks like Tiger. He stands like Tiger. Yeah. At one point, he did this putt and it's going, and he just. You know, did the arm pump, and I was like, and he's wearing a red shirt.
Hey, when your dad is like the goat of golf, I mean, or I guess a goat of golf, I mean,
No, he's the goat.
You think?
I do.
He's the actual goat, you think?
Absolutely.
More than Jack Nicholson, yes. Jack Nicholas, and all those guys.
Yes, I think he is.
Yeah.
I just think that it's the atmosphere that he played in. You know,
do you guys ever see the Johnny Carson late night show Tiger when he was like 9 years old? And his dream was, he said when he was like 9 or 10, he's like, "I'm going to be the best golfer in the world."
I think he was like 4.
Yeah, 4. Yeah,
yeah. He was not 9.
He was just like, "I'm going to be the best golfer in the world at age 4. Yeah. And that's some, and I was like, damn, that's some forward thinking right there.
Well, his kid, dude, if you see his kid play, and what's crazy is that I knew he had a son. You know, when he won the Masters, the little boy came out, so cute. I knew he had one. But all of a sudden, like last week, you started seeing some Twitter pictures of him and his son, him and Tiger practicing prior to this tournament, and then tournament all weekend, they were dressed the same. All you know, it was
great.
Yeah,
they had the same hat, same shirt, same shoe. Yeah, all Tiger stuff, of course. But
it was a fun tournament. It was fun to watch. He played very well. You know who else is fun to watch is who's the big the guy that has the John Daly and his son, little John. His son is the same kind of thing. A little kid now, he's a big boy, but. They wear the same funny shorts. It was a fun weekend to watch that. I don't know if you guys had checked any of it out. You do like golf?
I'm in. Like, I don't watch it. Like, if I want to take a nap, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
If
Tiger's playing and I'm in a sleepy mood, I'll go watch it.
But I play golf here and there, but like, besides watching, I'm not really into it that much.
Well, we should go play. Maybe we can whoop Carlos's ass in some golf.
I will. The only thing I cannot do is drive. I'm shanking that thing all the way to right field every time.
Oh, boy. Well, we're not playing with you. No way.
I play a little golf.
Yeah, right. Like it probably says Carlos on your bag.
That's right.
AT&T.
That's right.
Carlos Woods.
Mine says, what's the name of that?
Let's move on.
Callaway on my bag.
We ain't got time for you.
It's got Callaway on the bag. Callaway Carlos.
Callaway
Carlos. That sounds great.
Anything else on football? I mean, Cleveland won, I guess. I did watch that game, but I
is it me or did the NBA start again?
NBA starts December 22nd.
Okay, so that was preseason that was on TV.
Yeah, they start this coming up. It's tomorrow's 22nd.
Yep.
Then they start tomorrow.
It's wild. I feel like they just finished the playoffs.
I mean, it's it is. They have to adjust some way because they have to start soon because that's around this time.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a second. Didn't LeBron just win the championship?
Is the NBA all in one bubble?
Not anymore.
No, not this year. I think they're just playing without fans.
Yeah, they're playing without fans. I was watching the Sixers play, and I was like, oh, this must be Las Vegas preseason or like summer, quote-unquote, summer league. I'm like, no, it's not summer league.
The Sixers trade for James Harden?
Huh?
Will the Sixers trade for James Harden? Come on.
Damn.
Ben Simmons.
I like that, man.
Ben Simmons gone.
I like that. Give me the best shooter in the world.
Thank you. All my friends are saying, he's not in his prime anymore. I'm like, dude, the average is almost 40. The man averaged almost 40 last year.
He might not be, but
imagine putting a shooter on the Sixers. I'm just saying, I'm a Boston Celtics fan because it's
right.
Yeah, but whatever. We're not talking about them because they're bad. Anyway, but
I like the Harden Simmons talk. I think that's an interesting trade. I'm curious of what the Sixers have to give up to get that. That changes the makeup of the team.
100%.
I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it.
I saw one. It was like Bleacher Report. It was so many things though.
You got Joel Embiid. I mean, if there's a way they can freaking somehow keep all three of them on the one team.
So Simmons is Simmons leaving?
No, but there's rumors that the only way that the 76ers will acquire, because they're not trading Joel Embiid, no shot, in my opinion. The only way they can acquire James Harden is they will have to trade a star. And their only other star is Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
And Ben Simmons, in my opinion, is not the greatest.
So where would he go to Houston?
He would go to Houston and probably seven other things just to get James Harden.
I don't know. That's an exciting thought.
Do you think that would maybe make the 76ers
better?
Better team. Maybe
Bleacher Report posted this yesterday saying the only way Sixers can get James Harden, they would have to trade Ben Simmons, Terrence Ferguson, a 2020 first round and a 2023 first round.
That's a
lot to get. I mean, is it worth a championship run in 2021?
Yes. Chip, y'all are a trip and bust too. Y'all make the playoffs just like the Celtics do, but we can't.
Well, not only that, it's like for what is it? It's 5-6 years they tank to get the top picks. The next thing they know, they're going to give up a bunch of top picks the next 3 years. I don't know. It's I love the idea. It's definitely an interesting thought.
Because you guys,
you are rolling the dice with the fact that Harden, if he's going to be that same Harden from this past year,
man, the average 30.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you, man.
So Simmons goes to
Houston? Go to Houston. But Houston already has Russell Westbrook still, correct?
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Okay. Yeah. They have John Wall, my bad.
But, funny thing is, knowing the Sixers' luck, Ben Simmons goes there, and all of a sudden he's, the best three-point shooter in the league.
<Right. laughs> this guy will shoot 5 for 6 from three-point land.
I know. I'm a better shooter than Ben Simmons. I'm pretty sure I can outshoot Ben Simmons. I would put $100 on that. I'm pretty sure.
To Delaware
I would love that. Get me behind the college three. Not the NBA three. I don't think I can reach the rim, but the college three. There's no way he's beaten me.
He didn't even shoot in LSU. That's the thing.
He did not shoot. He's a point forward. That's what he is. He's a point forward. He's a forward that plays point guard, like LeBron James. But the LeBron James has a jump shot.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons, he's ambidextrous, so he doesn't know what hand is his dominant, which is a weapon. But he's got. I mean, if I'm guarding Ben Simmons, Ben Simmons is the wall. So go ahead and shoot all day long.
Yeah. You know that's how everyone's. You can
double team.
Yeah.
With Ben Simmons on the offense.
That's the thing. So, you literally can guard him from the free throw line.
No, you don't have to worry about it.
No.
And that's a confidence thing with Ben. You know, Ben's just got to start getting shots up. But his athleticism is amazing.
It's funny when Ben Simmons hit his first three. My friends were at Wells Fargo. And, bro, they said that was the loudest they've ever heard that stadium ever be.
I couldn't believe it.
Literally.
ESPN top 10.
Yep. Number one.
Easily. ESPN top 10. Now, if Harden can do what Harden does, because sometimes people come to Philadelphia teams and they're already those players are already on the back third the back nine of their career. You know, so
I mean, he's still like 30. He's not that
is
old.
Is he still in his early 30s?
He's like just hit 30 or 31. He's not no
Harden.
Yeah, James Harden is like 30 or 31. That's why I'm
that's
saying.
Prime. No, that's prime.
That's what I'm saying. Like everyone's telling me, no, he's 31.
Well, the problem with him is his defense is emulant of a s'mores marshmallow.
You got Joel Embiid to block everything. Yeah. Who was that backup center that you guys blocked the world? Like I don't know what your backup center is.
They also gave a max contract to the shooting the three guard
Tobias Harris. Tobias.
They should
what
give
a boss.
They should give him. They should give him up Ben Simmons.
One
I would
first
say,
rounder.
One first rounder.
Tobias Harris, I love that man just because he helped y'all lose last year.
I mean, he's not a bad player. It's just that I don't think he deserved a max contract.
$180 million for what?
I mean, he's a good shooter. But he's not a max. He's not a max.
No,
I was
not.
A little shocked on that move, but you know, we'll see. Joel, he's got to stop eating Big Macs before games. I mean, like, just pictures of him on the like stretching board eating like a cheeseburger on the court.
Literally getting him a foot massage before the game.
Eating a hot dog
on a burger.
Yeah, with a milkshake on the left hand. Like he knows, that his nutrition and fitness isn't the greatest, and this is why he gets injured a lot. And then you have Ben Simmons, who's a thoroughbred. I mean, he's an amazing athlete. You know, a great defensive player. I think he was in the running for defensive player of the, in the running for our candidate for that. But yeah,
I compare Ben Simmons to like Russell Westbrook. He'll carry you in the regular season, but when postseason comes, you ain't winning with him.
At least Russell Westbrook can hit the ocean with his jump shot. I mean, like Ben Simmons can't even hit the ocean.
I call Russell Westbrook Russell Westbrick.
Yeah, that's 100% right.
What happened with that big guy from Duke? What was it Zion?
Zion Williams, and he is in
the
Pelicans.
Is he turning out to be what they thought? Or
he got hurt in the beginning of the year, so like he wasn't.
Everyone ripped out, blew out his shoe.
Oh my gosh! Don't even get me started.
He's a freakish athlete.
That's the thing, like.
He's a freak. He's an absolute freak.
No one expects him to shoot. That's the thing.
Yeah.
But he made 5 3-pointers his first game, though, against.
Right. So I think he just needs some time to mature a little bit. He needs to drop weight. You can't be 265.
I disagree.
You don't think he needs to drop weight? He's
big, but he's a power forward. Power forwards are like that.
Yeah, but they are like that. But for his frame, his knees are going to get shot in 5 years.
If he starts getting hurt like even more and more throughout his career, then
he
needs then
to
I will
drop
agree.
20, 30 pounds.
But the man,
well, you probably need to drop weight as you grow older. I mean,
right.
It just makes sense. I mean,
I'm really interested to see if he can hang. He was such a dominant force in
Duke.
Yeah, I was going to say North Carolina, but like he was such a dominant force that it would be really interesting to see how he does in the NBA. I would think he will do fairly well.
Well, he's been in the NBA.
This is like second
year.
No,
yeah, I know. Is he? I mean, like, I don't consider this past year, again, 2020.
He only played like 20 some games.
Yeah, and he was injured for most of his rookie year. So, and he's on the Pelicans. Like, I mean,
Pelicans are going to be a solid team.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They just missed out on the playoffs on Zion's rookie year. Lonzo's starting to shoot the ball too.
And I think the cool thing about Zion is he's got Charles Barkley attitude. He's got like a bit of a killer. He's got a little bit of an assassin attitude, like give me the ball type of thing.
I will dunk on you.
Yeah, right. I will like rip your head off and put the ball down your neck and then dunk you. You know, so
then beat you with the board.
Right. So that's what basketball needs. And you have that when you play basketball, you have to have that like I'm going to annihilate you attitude, like football.
What are we? So this week coming up. What's it look like for football? Who's playing tonight?
So tonight we got the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Cincinnati Bengals. We don't have to worry about that game because nothing's happening.
Yeah.
So Christmas Day we have the Saints.
Is Cincinnati's quarterback going to come back?
Joe Burrow? No, he tore his ACL.
I knew. Well, I keep seeing like, the word's worse. You know, the word on the street, it's worse for Joe. So I didn't know if
he tore his ACL, he's done for the year.
Well, yeah, we knew that, but I didn't know if he. I mean.
Is he going to be like that, you're saying?
Is he recovering, I guess, is my question.
I have not seen anything on him, I'm going to be honest. But one person I have seen, Dak Prescott, this man was benching last week after snapping that ankle in half. He was started doing bench press, squats, the whole nine yards.
Dak?
Yeah, Dak Prescott. He was squatting yesterday or a couple days ago. After you saw had that
Dak's
ankle injury,
athlete.
Probably.
He's a great athlete.
You probably saw that.
I watched his leg break. I go, his leg just broke. And then I watched him as he picked up like an old stick. He's like, my leg's broken. It was awful.
It was awful.
Especially
was
as
disgusting.
A Cowboys fan. I was like, oh. Yeah, I can't stand broken legs on football.
So
tonight is Cincinnati and Steelers. Steelers win that.
We got on Christmas Day, we got the Minnesota Vikings at the Saints. That's a 6-8 Vikings who need to win if they want to get playoff bound, and the Saints team that's already clinched a playoff berth but are trying to win the division.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Saints.
You picking the Saints on that one? It's in the Dome, so like they have no fans, so.
I don't know. You know, Thomas isn't playing, right?
Yeah, he's on the IR.
I could tell that seemed to really be a deficiency for the team yesterday because, like,
Slant there
was,
boy.
Yeah, there was no, like, Drew Brees had nothing. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he had no options, and he was missing Thomas. So if he's not playing, but if they're just keeping him to protect his health, I get that. So I don't know. This is a funny time of the year for football, right? Because you start protecting people and shooting for the playoffs. But I don't know about that game. Are the Cowboys playing? Are they back on TV yet?
They back up TV yet.
Back on TV.
The Cowboys versus the Eagles. Week 16. Oh. Eagles at the Cowboys. And they do have stands because Jerry Jones is, crazy like that.
Oh, they're going to have fans? The
Cowboys always have fans, bro.
So, Wes, are you like one of the original Baltimore fan, like
I was
Colts
not,
fan?
I was
like
not. I was not alive at that time when everything was moving. I was not informed that the Colts moved until I was
okay.
Colts
so, because there's a segment of this area that's pretty true to the Baltimore Colts.
Okay,
you know what I mean. And then when they moved, they just followed them in Indianapolis.
I was like about 5 or 6 years old when I started following football, and I'm gonna be honest, how it started. It was a Patriots versus Colts AFC Championship. I didn't know it was an AFC Championship. I'm like, oh, I see a game. My favorite color at the time, blue. And I saw Peyton Manning ball out, and I'm like, "Hey, let's choose
that
team.
That's my
team. That's my team now."
I liked the Colts back then.
With Peyton. Yeah. See, the thing is, everyone was like, "Oh, you're a bandwagon." I was like,
what
"Okay."
What was your team? The Albuquerque? What would you call them?
Tumbleweeds.
No. You had a funny name, like the animal in Albuquerque.
Roadrunners.
Like, but you had a funnier name than
Horny
that.
Horny Toads. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. You're
Gila
like,
Monster.
You're like, yeah. What was our team then? Albuquerque, whatever.
I thought I said Albuquerque Tumbleweeds.
Yeah, something.
So
like
everyone
that.
Was like calling me a bandwagon when I was younger. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. When we're bad, I'm still sticking with them. And then, then Peyton Manning retired for 2 years. We didn't have anything. Then Andrew Luck came. And then,
I like Andrew Luck. I still like Andrew Luck.
He's
I think
not,
he,
if he comes back, he's going to be the most hated player in the
yeah,
NFL.
Yeah, I think.
I hope he.
Why?
Why?
You think he's going to come back?
No. No,
I think he's done.
No, I think he's done.
Why would they hate him?
Because he would do something like go to the Patriots, like at the time, right. Patriots or something stupid, go to a solid
again,
team.
Again, another guy suffering from GOAT syndrome.
Probably.
You know, so.
This man was a baller.
He was an absolute, and I'm still a big fan of him. I think he just had bad luck. I mean, like,
yeah. I mean,
you know, just.
I just think he retired. Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever.
Absolute baller. I love Andrew Luck.
This man would have came, I think we were Super Bowl bound a year.
100%. 100%. As a matter of fact, I think he would have been amazing on the Eagles as a rookie.
I liked Andrew Luck.
I think he just had, he grew up in the Tom Brady era.
I think he was hurt.
And he's always injured.
Always hurt. Because we had the worst offensive line. His rookie, his sophomore, and then his third year literally was the most sacked quarterback in the NFL.
I think there was an
interview, and we still made the playoffs.
I think there was an interview with him that said it was brutal on him, on his
probably
mind. Yeah, and just on his psyche because he was constantly hurt and he couldn't get better.
He was like Carson Wentz at the one time, 8 sacks. I mean, it was averaging that. Luck was
he's
averaging
built like
five
a linebacker.
Or six.
He's
he was
big,
huge.
He's super smart. And
he still carried to the Colts to the playoffs in two
I,
AFC
I
championships.
I really like. There's a handful of quarterbacks I feel like just. For whatever reason, it just didn't roll their way. And Andrew Luck is one of them. I think Phillip Rivers is another one. It's just a shame.
Well, what about this new guy? So there was the big college game. I guess it was on Saturday with Clemson and Notre Dame.
Clemson, Notre Dame, Trevor Lawrence is like
and
that.
And I was like, oh, I got to tape this. This is going to be a great game.
I called it.
I forgot to tape it. And then Clemson, I guess, whooped
it's
Notre Dame, but
Notre
I don't
Dame
even know the final score.
It was 24-7, and Notre Dame and Clemson didn't end up playing earlier in the year. And if you remember, Trevor Lawrence had COVID.
Yeah.
He tested positive, and it went to double overtime. So me thinking, I'm like, this ain't going to be close. They had a backup quarterback and who did fairly well against Notre Dame's. Apparently, do they have a good defense?
Recently, no.
Yeah, I would say they don't. I don't think they have a good enough defense.
Well, they're number two.
I'm so jaded when it comes to like the SEC and like.
I'm not
college
into
football.
College football.
I think it's a joke, to be honest with you. It's like who has the best recruiters? Like it's just an absolute joke.
The reason I started the question was because this guy is.
I think he's
going to be the first round draft
pick. He's
going to
be the first pick.
The Clemson quarterback,
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, he's
different breed.
I'm going to be freaking awesome.
I don't think
he'll be man-bunning it under the helmet. Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be no Patrick Mahomes. But
nah.
It depends where he goes. If he goes to the Jets, I feel like it's not going to go so well. But Jaguars.
Yeah, because it's the Jets.
Yeah, it's the Jets.
Well,
Jaguars,
they said he could refuse. Sure.
Yeah, he's
sure.
a junior. So how does that work? Let's say you
Is he a junior?
Yeah, he's only a junior. He could literally stay in Clemson one more year.
I thought he was a senior.
No, he's a senior this year, I think.
I swear he was a junior.
No, I think this is his senior year.
Google
I'm
it.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll Google
of it.
That.
I thought it. Well, maybe I could be wrong. I don't really follow it.
Wesley it.
I don't know. My niece went to Clemson, and so I'm inundated with Orange constantly. It's like.
Well, if he was to go to the Jets, I mean, it could potentially be the end of his career. I mean, you know, it's happened before.
The elephant graveyard for football.
Well, and people are like, I'm not going to the Jets. I don't want to go to the Jets.
There's something about the Jets, isn't
something
it?
Something about the
it
Jets.
It is, man. It's like so, since Joe Namath, it's been gone.
Trevor Lawrence, who is a front-running winner for 2020 Heisman, has already tallied 1,800 yards, 17 touchdowns in six games. 21-year-old junior is set to make a graduating Clemson with a bachelor's degree in marketing.
Wesley did.
So he's a junior this year?
He is a junior this year. He could stay in Clemson another year if he wants to.
21, so he's redshirted, I guess?
I guess, something like that.
So, but he could also get hurt.
He could get hurt and mess it all up.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, like quarterback specifically, that's a, you know, transitioning to NFL, I don't know. I think there's more cases to be made that you can totally be a skunk in the NFL.
Were you here when we were talking about Tua Tagovailoa?
No.
Okay, what do you think about him?
Impressive.
I'm impressed you can say his name.
Yeah, and I was like, holy crap.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Is that how you say it? Yeah, Tua Tagovailoa.
What do you think?
Tua Tagovailoa.
I mean, it's kind of hard to say because, like, that defense is so good. It's kind of like he doesn't need to put, like, ridiculous numbers up.
Right.
He only needs to put up, like, a good 250 like Rivers is doing. He's only needs to put 250 up and two touchdowns. That's all he needs to do to win a ball game.
He's played well.
Well, I just think college quarterbacks – That particular game with the read option doesn't really translate all that accurately to the NFL, unlike other positions on the field, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's more bust at the quarterback level than any other position, in my opinion. You know, so.
Agree.
Let's see with Trevor how he can translate his game into the NFL. I mean, look at what's his face from Miami.
Josh.
From years
Tannehill?
Ago. Tannehill? The Gator. The played, you know. Played for Denver when he was drafted. I can't remember his name. He's a commentator for College Game Day now.
Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a prime example. You know, very dominant in college, but fuck.
But he even played, I mean, like,
and he didn't even want to play tight end or wide receiver or whatever.
And even when he played with Denver, didn't he play with the Patriots?
He did play with, he technically was, he was a put on the Patriots, but he played preseason games that got cut.
Well, he was good with Denver.
Yeah, he won a playoff game with Denver.
And then I would watch these
Pittsburgh.
Kind of shows about following Tim Tebow and his mechanics and his footwork, and I'm like, to me, that guy looks pretty
This is pretty fun. He's like wearing a tie like I'm on ESPN right now, Fox Sports. Like,
well, I need to fall right into place.
Well, I do want to get this over with so I can get it. I don't have all day, so I do want to get into the business side of things real quick.
Okay.
So, Yak Yak 1. Welcome to Yak Yak 1 Studio. Anyway, finish your point. Sorry.
You won't be invited back to our next sports podcast if that's where you're going to be about it. Don't worry. There are other sports people out there. Well, here, should we start? So we can wrap it
up.
No,
but we finish your point. What was your point?
Well, my point is wrapping it up. We're shutting this down right now. Well, listen, Wesley. I mean, you know, he has a good point. We do like a chat.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I can sit here and talk about sports all day.
Yeah, yeah. And I can too.
I thought it'd be fun. You know, we were looking at bringing you in as an intern.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had one, so we're all about it. But, you know, you love sports. I thought, let's chat about it. So, thank you.
Yep,
good
problem.
Good chat.
It was fun.
I'll talk to him about his manners next time. All right, guys. Well, thank you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.